Pennsylvania State House lawmakers have approved a funding bill that would allow SEPTA to avoid cutting services August 24th. However, lawmakers have been here before. This is the fifth time the House has approved funding for SEPTA. State Representative Sean Dougherty believes this bill has what the state Senate is asking for.
This is a bill that not only funds mass transit throughout the Commonwealth, but it also provides for funding for roads and bridges in our rural communities in the state as well. So this does numerous things, such as, you know, funds transit without raising taxes, provides the most significant transit funding increase in over 10 years.
The state Senate is meeting today. As it waits for the Senate to act, SEPTA is making preparations for drastic service cuts. FIFA has opened up applications for volunteers for next year's World Cup games in Philadelphia. We get details from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
Philadelphia Soccer 2026, the nonprofit helping organize World Cup events in the city next year, says it expects 7,000 people to apply for the 3,000 spots that need to be filled. Applicants will need to be 18 years old, be able to speak English, and agree to and pass a background review. According to a release, FIFA will invite selected applicants to its volunteer team tryouts expected in October, with additional training to continue in spring 2026. People selected will do various tasks, including upkeep of the locker rooms, media support, and help with the overall match day experience. Volunteering-related expenses will not be paid for by FIFA, but meals during shifts will be covered. Volunteers will be based out of a space at the Fashion District on Market Street. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
In other sports news, Phillies with a 4-1 win over the Reds last night. Taijuan Walker pitched six innings of one-run ball. Series continues in downtown Cincinnati this evening at 6:40. Looks like Ranger Suarez will get the start for the Phillies. Cincinnati will send Brady Singer to the mound.